Welcome, welcome, welcome. Yes, my friends, this is the Vintage Everton Music Podcast, and I am your host, Reverend Clues, and welcome. I hope everybody's doing fantastic out there, as well as can possibly be expected in these trying times. I hope everybody is keeping well and being well. I've been trying to keep busy around the house. I have a lot of half-finished projects in the backyard and the kitchen that I will eventually, hopefully, you know, it's at some point in the future, distant future, I guess, will finish as I start another round of half-finished projects. But that's neither here nor there. I just hope everybody is being well and keeping well out there. I want to get right to this. About a week ago on my Twitter timeline, and yes, I am on Twitter at RevRecluse. Vintage Edmonton also was on Twitter at Vintage Edmonton. You get all the Vintage Edmonton stuff, all Edmonton history stuff, people who I find fascinating. There are a lot of great people in the Edmonton heritage community that I follow and I retweet that everybody should go check out. So please go do so. But I was on my Twitter timeline last week when somebody on my Twitter timeline posted a picture of the venerable anchor for Global Edmonton, Gord Steinke, in a performance pose as part of his band. I think it was in a concert or something like that. And then posted a picture of Gord's CD called Something Wrong. It was released in 1997. I saw that. And Gord, who was also on Twitter, also saw that, replied to the person who was posting the pictures to begin with. And I kind of snuck in there and asked Gord, hey, you know, I would love to do a show about the CD, about Something Wrong. And he said, absolutely. Let me send you a CD. And he did so very, very graciously. So I thank you so much for that, Gord. Got it a couple of days ago. Been listening to it pretty much nonstop, on and off, for the most part, for the last couple of days while I was compiling this particular podcast and everything. And it's funny, I had it in my head that this was going to be a jazz album. I've never heard Gord's music. I've known Gord as a musician as well as an anchor. I've heard of him as a musician, but I've never listened to anything that Gord's ever played. It just hasn't happened for, you know, one reason or another. And I had it in my head that this was going to be a jazz album. I don't know why. I think it was all me. It wasn't Gord, obviously. And this is not a jazz album. This is a rock and roll album, a blues bass, hard rock and roll album. Very, very welcome. Very, very interesting. I just was not expecting that. And it was a welcome expectation when I found out what the album was going to be like. So let's get right to it. I'm going to play the title track from the 1997 album, Something Wrong, called Something Wrong, obviously. This is written for Gord's sister, who was tragically killed in a drunk driving accident right around this time, I believe, right before it was recorded, or sometime before the album was recorded. And it's a great song. One of the things that I was most impressed by this is that you just don't know when you get an album by somebody who may be a musician but is known for something else. In Gord's case, obviously, as the news anchor for Global Edmonton, you just don't know. I've heard a lot of albums by people who are known as something else, who are also musicians, who put out records, and you don't know. They're kind of all over the place. Some are very, very good. Some are not very good. Some are just, you know, that kind of a thing. I'm very, very pleased to say this is a great album. And I'm going to play, the beginning of the album. This is Something Wrong by Gord Steinke from the 1997 album, Something Wrong, here on the Vintage Edmonton Music Podcast.
Crawl dirty, hairy on the TV again. I can't change the channel, he's my best friend. A 44 Mega ruin clears the way. They're gonna bury me on my to you. Last chance to get high, bar fight at midnight. The doctor says I'm alright. It makes my skin crawl dirty, hairy on the TV again. I can't change the channel, he's my best friend. A 44 Magnum really clears the way. They're gonna bury me on my birthday.
Welcome back to the Vintage Edmonton Music Podcast. That was Gord Steinke from his 1997 album, Something Wrong, with the title track. I have an interview with Gord, a very short interview that, again, Gord graciously submitted to on the podcast post page. And one of the things that Gord talks about is his years playing in bars, being in a bar band, playing with different bands around Canada in the 70s and the 80s, up until the 90s. He was a working musician. And when you play six nights a week in a bar or, you know, a lounge or whatever, you tour as a musician, you tend to be very, very, very tight. You got to play. You have to be able to play instruments. And again, the one thing that shines out more than anything else listening to this record, that Gord knows how to play. And the band that is backing him knows how to play. And I will get into the credits of the album a little bit later also. But I want to play this particular song, which is probably my favorite off the record, a song called Skin Dog. And this is, again, straight ahead. Let's rock. I want to rock, and this is what it is. So this is Gord Steinke off of his album called Something Wrong from 1997 with a song called Skin Dog. Listen to the bass on this. Listen to the bass by Gord on this one. This is Skin Dog here on the Vintage Edmonton Music Podcast. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Vintage Edmonton Music Podcast. That was Gord Steinke from his 1997 album, Something Wrong, with a song called Skin Dog. One of the things that Gord talks about on the podcast post page, say that three times fast, by the way, podcast post page, is his influences in the classic rock genre and in blues genre also. It's very, very prevalent on this album, very, very prevalent in his playing. One of the things I love about this record is the drumming and the bass player kind of melding together, you know, kind of like the Rolling Stones with Charlie Watts and Bill Wyman, the same thing with the Tragically Hip. You get that hip pocket kind of playing where the beat is just a hair back from everything else, and he gives it that nice, funky, blues-based kind of, a groove to it that I love so much, and obviously Gord loves so much. What I want to play for you now is a song called City of Mayhem, which is the magnum opus, I guess, of the record, if you want to call it that. And very, very nice song. Very, very... one of the things, that, again, that is very impressive of Gord, he wrote all the songs on this, including the lyrics. So read the lyric sheet that I will put up for you also on the podcast post page. Go check that out. Again, I can't say enough about this, so I'm going to shut up about it and let you find people here. This is Gord Steinke from the 1997 album Something Wrong with a song called City of Mayhem on the Vintage Edmonton Music Podcast.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Vintage Jeopardy Music Podcast. That was Gord Steinke from his 1997 album, Something Wrong, with a song called City of Mayhem. I want to run through the credits very quickly here. Starting off, obviously, with Gord Steinke in lead and backup vocals and bass guitar. Randy Rink, Ron Chenier, and Ray Saborn are on guitars. Ed Adolph, Scott McDonald, and Mike Saborn are on drums. Lori Curry, John Barker, and Mark Pierce on keyboards. Rusty Reed on harmonica. And backup vocals, Ray and Mike Saborn. And produced and engineered by Ron Chenier. Excellent, excellent production on this. Kudos to Mr. Chenier on that. And once again, I really like this album a lot. Thank you so much, Gord, for sending it to me. All right, folks, that's the end of the podcast. I hope you enjoyed everything. I want to run through very, very quickly what's going to be coming up on Vintage Edmonton in the coming months and into 2021. Vintage Edmonton will be making a shift, a subtle shift, but nonetheless a shift, starting on January 1st, 2021, with The Daily Post on the Journal Archives and other newspaper archives are going to be focusing pretty much exclusively on the 80s. I've gotten a lot of emails, a lot of emails in the last, I'm going to be honest, the last 2 years or 3 years asking me why I don't do the 80s. And I think it's time to do it. When I first started Vintage Edmonton about 10 years ago, just about 10 years ago, I thought that the 80s were a little bit too close to the present to really say it's vintage Edmonton and all that. 10 years on, I think we can do it now. There's a lot of things in the history of Edmonton in the 1980s that is going to be a lot of fun to share with all you fine people. Cultural, musical, both, a lot of newsmakers, and a lot of things going on. So it's going to be a lot of fun to go through the Journal Archives with everybody here and explore it and discover new things together. So I hope you enjoy that. One more thing. I get asked this all the time also, so I'm going to run through these as quickly as I possibly can here. Vintage Edmonton Music Podcast is on the TuneIn Radio app. It is also on the Spotify app. It is also on iTunes as well. If Google Play, I don't know anymore. I don't know if Google Play is still around. I am on Google Play. You can also find me on Podmatic, which is where I first started out on the Vintage Edmonton Music Podcast. That's where I post everything. You can find me there if you want to find me there. I think that's about it. Until next time, folks, and there will be a next time very, very soon. I hope everybody's doing fantastic. Be well. Please be well for me, and I'll see y'all later.